Well, we have reached the end of our show, and that is when we open up our inbox and answer a question from one of you, the listeners. And we've got an online dating one this week. In fact, I think we just had an online dating one. So folks are online, I guess. But we're heading into fall, so that makes sense. Well, this listener says, I'm doing a few online dating sites and have set my filters to only match with guys that say Christian on their profile. Obviously, that doesn't mean someone is super on fire for the Lord. I typically will come out and ask, how do you live out your faith, or something of the like, pretty early on in the chat conversation if I match with them. I can tell pretty quickly my interest level based on their answer. Does this seem too much like an interview to ask the faith question so early? Do you have any other strategies to gauge the spiritual maturity of guys online? Well, this is a good question, and quite frankly, I'm very glad that you care about the answer to this question, because this is something important, because I have been there, done that. When I was doing several seasons of online dating, I found myself getting way too caught up in go-nowhere conversations with guys who said, you know, or kind of gave some indication that they were Christians or whatever, but there wasn't a lot of meaning behind it and not a lot of evidence based on their profile or, quite frankly, on the conversations we were having. So I'm going to just straight up answer and say, not at all is this inappropriate to ask this question or ask other follow-up questions related to faith, because you are on an online dating site because you want a date. And hopefully this person does too. And you want to date someone with shared values, shared faith, shared commitment, all of that. So let's just cut out the clutter and get this done. So I think there are a couple indicators. I actually love your question. How do you live out your faith? I think that is a great non-confrontational segue into that kind of conversation. So I would say keep using that for sure. You've probably heard me say on the show that another question I always use to filter guys out, I mean, if you want something confrontational, is the sex question. You can just eliminate guys or girls, a lot of people, based on what are their views on a biblical interpretation of sex. What is okay? As far as purity, as far as sexual activity, I think that is a great question to ask if you can find a way to work that into the conversation. You might also want to ask them what type of church they go to, or what is their church experience. Are they involved in their church? In what ways are they involved in their church? Because again, someone who's just a nominal Christian, or someone who is only a Christian because their parents were, or they feel obligated, you know, to have some kind of cultural tie to it, that's going to be pretty evident. You're going to be able to tell the true committed believers from the posers, I think, pretty quickly. On the flip side of that, another great thing to look out for is what kind of spiritual questions are they asking you? Do they initiate anything? That is a great gauge to move in that direction. You know, if they're looking at your spiritual background or concerned about what your involvement is in church or what you believe on certain issues, I think that's important too. Especially because you don't want to be the one that has to force all of these conversations and be the only person who even cares about these things. So I think that's really important. So those are great ways to get started. And you're probably going to have to lead with some of these things. You're probably going to have to be the one who just forces the issue, because maybe they're also thinking the same thing, like, oh, I don't want to be too pushy, but go ahead and push it, because again, you don't want to just languish online wondering if someone's a fit when in fact they may not be. So you can get there pretty quickly and do it kindly and well and effectively. So hopefully that will give you some good advice for moving forward. Okay, folks, well, that is it for this week's show. We just love hearing from you guys, and I hope that you would write to us at editor@boundless.org. Tell us how you're thinking about the show, what's been great lately, what could improve, what you'd like us to cover in the future. We always love it when we get feedback like that. And of course, hit us up on social media, whether you're on Insta or Facebook or Twitter or whatever. We have great conversations going on there as well. And tell a friend. So in the meantime, we will see you around next week. I'm Lisa Anderson for The Boundless Show.